Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7797937. An hour from now, we will have our mystery guest. Ooh. Adam Vinatieri was our mystery guest yesterday. Pretty damn good.
Yeah. Notice haven't heard from Adam in a while, too. Like, when's the last time we heard anybody heard from Adam?
Long time.
In this
long
city.
Time. Been a and while. He did admit that he's going to attempt to play for the 25th year. Mm. He's a free agent right now, but he's going to attempt to do it. And even if he doesn't have a job right out of the gate, he may be one of those guys. If you lose your kicker sometime during the season, let's say in November the Patriots lose a kicker. It does happen. It happened last year. Then Adam Vinatieri would be one of those guys available. Did you guys notice in the last few days with all of this happening, Colin Kaepernick is back in the news again. Mm-hmm. To his credit, he's giving some money up there for the cause. The only thing I question with a lot of these people that are giving money to the cause, are we giving it to the right people, or are we giving it to those to bail out the looters and the criminals? Right, that's the only question I would have. But if you're doing it for people that that have not committed a serious crime, then maybe it's okay. But there was some pressure in Minneapolis to actually, on the Vikings, the media out there was stoking it up, that the Vikings should sign him right now. And I'm not sure I understand why, other than, do you think that by signing Colin Kaepernick, we're going to solve all of the problem that the murder of George Floyd has created? I mean, it makes no sense. But here's what's happened. The question is being asked by the media of football players again. Should you now take a knee when we start playing these football games in September? Drew Brees was asked that question, and here's his answer.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s. And everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
That's Drew Brees. And he's taking heat for it.
Well, I'll say okay. This.
You go first, Lou.
I think it's Drew Brees needs to kind of open up the window and kind of see what's going on outside. That's what I think, because I think people will kneel, and I think a lot of people will kneel in the NFL, and I think people will understand it more, because when he says, you know, we're in this thing together, that's the issue. Like, people don't feel like we're in this thing together. They're not happy with what the country looks like right now. And this is their way. I think people looking at Colin Kaepernick's kneeling differently as a peaceful protest. You know, we all had opinions when it happened, but I think when you look at it now, I think Drew Brees might be in the minority in how he feels about this.
Here's the thing. First of all, I thought I loved what he said because it was thoughtful, it was personal, and he made sure to say that here's what I see when I look at the flag. I think of my grandparents. I think of my grandfathers, right? They both fought for our country. And I almost cry. That's what I think. So I'll never do that, period, regardless of who wants me to, because this is what it means to me. So I think he knows full well what's going on, but that's what that symbol means. And to half the country, it means the same thing to them. So my suggestion is this. Why do they have to be married together? Why? Because I would say the entire country would take a knee. I don't think you should do it during the national anthem. I think you're just looking for trouble again. More players will do it, but eventually lots of fans will say, no, I don't care, because I look at the flag the same way Drew Brees
does.
Well,
I'll say this.
So you can't tell me that to change my personal feelings.
No, I get it, but can that's how he feels. So can he now respect that someone else feels differently? Like, would Drew Brees, during the national anthem, stand there with his right hand on his heart and his left hand on the shoulder of a teammate kneeling? Like, you know, and it's like, listen, Drew, I respect that's what this means for you, but can you respect what I'm doing over here? Because this is what it means for me right now. This is what's important for me. Like, you think there'll be a more, because I do, mutual respect rather than looking at your teammate kneeling in disgust. Then maybe that's what it was.
But what makes you think that there'll be any difference from those locker rooms are still constructed the same way the United States is. They're still built the same way. You will have divisions. You will have lots of conversations. Well, I can't because we got to be unified as a team. Well, sorry, both my grandfathers died in World War II. I'm not doing it. Hey, I'm Alan Villanueva. I'm not doing it. I'm a soldier. My friends are still fighting. Guys,
fine.
I'm not doing it.
Fine. Then they can respect that. And
but
then
my
they,
point
but he
is,
could also
Lou,
respect it, his teammates
this,
kneeling.
This is a conversation we had last time. My point is, listen, let the national anthem be the national anthem. I'm just – listen, so we all do – because everybody wants to show support and show that you know, and make an example and show people what we should be thinking about. I'm just saying don't do it during the anthem. So do it before the anthem, do it after the anthem. Have a moment of silence at every single game. That's what the NFL needs to do, because it's a slippery slope with the anthem, and that's just the way it is. So it doesn't matter like what's good, what's right, what's wrong. Guys are just emotionally attached to it, some positive, some negative, and you'll never change their mind.
So Lou said
– That's all.
Lou said show some mutual respect. And the problem with that, Lou, is that – kneeling means different things to different players. For one player, kneeling means being disrespectful to the flag. Colin Kaepernick is telling you it is not being disrespectful to the flag or the United States. So if you have a different meaning of the action, then you're going to get 50% of the people are going to be screaming. I think Christian's right. That's what's going to happen. And 50% of the people are going to say, screw you, we're going to take the knee. And then you're going to have a bigger problem.
See, I think that you could solve both problems. I think you can make a point. You can show people. You can demonstrate in every single – because who's – raise your hand if you like when black people are murdered senselessly. Who is in for that? Who condones a white cop basically suffocating a black man to death on the streets? Nobody.
No.
I hate it. It makes me sick. Okay, so I want to do something about it, but – can we all agree on how we're going to do it? Because you're asking me to really go against my heritage and my beliefs and my parents and my grandparents. And guys, I can't do that. I can't. So as soon as the anthem's over, we are collectively, universally, the entire NFL, we are taking a knee.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it. And we're that. A moment of silence.
No, yeah. You. Yeah. No, you could do
so
something
so why are you
like
taking
that.
A knee after the but anthem? Well, we're doing it for police and justice, all that stuff.
All I'm saying is I think there's some people when they hear the anthem and it's you know, they talk about disrespecting the flag, Glenn. I think a lot of people will sit there and say, no, I disagree with what's going on in our country. I'm not happy with our country right now. Like, I'm not happy. I mean, I'm just saying that's you know, and if you voice that opinion, maybe it's just about communication. Then a lot of people are going to sit there and say, okay, yeah, I understand. I understand you're not happy with what's going on in our country right now. You know, if someone just says, yeah, I hate the flag. No, it's kind of, I understand what it represents, and I understand it's a slippery slope. I just think there's going to be more people understanding of a player kneeling, and there's not much animosity, as much animosity as we saw when Colin Kaepernick did it.
All right, this is Arian Foster on, pardon my take on his feelings about the anthem.
I was having a conversation with Tommy Lauren, and she was explaining to me how she felt like the protest, the initial protest, the kneeling was disrespectful. And I was telling her that you don't have a monopoly on what it means to be American and how to feel in America. And so when you see the flag and the Star Spangled Banner and the stripes, you get a real like gut, visceral, feel-good feeling. I don't feel that at all. I don't. And you can't make me feel that. I wish I did feel that when I heard the Star Spangled Banner national. I wish I did, but I don't like the song. The flag, I'm real indifferent about the flag. I don't feel like this inherent, like, I love to be an American. Like, it's just not, and a lot of us feel like that. I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I've had. I'm very grateful for all of that shit. But the experience that I've had in America does not make me feel all happy, happy, joy, joy, like it does for you when you say I'm American, right? It's not the same. And that experience is valid, right? And what they're doing is they're trying to invalidate that experience. And anytime you do that, you're going to lose that battle because this is how people feel. You can't argue with emotions.
And that's so again, it. Taking so a knee means different things to different
exactly.
people.
So, because I would even say this. So if you want to protest, if you want to demonstrate, and then you want to demonstrate against what's going on in the United States, in America, then you have to do it at the one thing that represents America, and that's the flag. So, hey, listen, I'll do it. I can't really do it after the anthem because that defeats the purpose. I got to do it. We have to do it during the anthem because that's what represents all negative things to us. So I just don't see how you're ever going to get people agreeing on this. Like, because Andrew, he's right, and I can't change his emotions.
No,
I can't tell him how to feel.
It's his opinion. Right.
Same with Drew Brees. So you have two guys. Think about it. You have two guys that are, you know, just completely different perspectives on the situation. So then so who do you –
So do you think more people will kneel in the NFL this year?
Yes.
I think you're going to have the same problem.
People will be more understanding of them.
More understanding, yes.
You think
yes.
it'll be a huge financial issue of the NFL? Or do you think Roger Goodell's like, you know what? I'm going to kneel too.
No.
Like a complete 180.
I think they'll handle it the same way. I think teams will handle it the same way. They'll have lots of conversations. I'm kneeling. I'm not kneeling. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to put our hands on our shoulders. Okay, we're not doing that. Guys, it's the same bag of tricks all over again, just recycled. I don't think that Trump will have nearly as much influence. But I could be totally wrong. But look what happened last time. You just had your America. You're, I ain't going to trade on me. Live free or die. You have those types.
The field.
And then you have the other side. It just, they'll never agree. So I just don't know if there is an answer is my point. So what's the compromise? You guys tell me. What's the compromise?
I think we're a ways away from that in September. What you're feeling today may be totally different in September. If we've learned anything from the past, that's what happens.
We get
these incidents, and then months later, the mood is different.
What do you think?
I think the compromise will be do what you think is right.
I don't think they'll do that.
That's fine with me, too. I'd be fine with that.
Stand.
Yep.
Drew Brees, stand with your hand in your heart. You want to kneel? Kneel. And I think there'll be a greater understanding of it. And I don't think it'll be this issue around the league. There'll be people still won't be happy about it. There might be more people happy about it. So, I mean, I don't think financially the league will sit there and say, oh, this is killing us. No, I think there'll be more understanding of do what you think is right.
I think you hit on it, and I would add this, that at this one point in time, if you disagree, it doesn't mean that we're not unified as a team. This doesn't mean that I don't care about you as a football player. So we're not. Let's not marry this to our personality as a football team. For the minute and 40 seconds, however long the national anthem is, we are taking this time for ourselves. And it doesn't mean that I don't want to cheer for you when you make a tackle. It doesn't mean that I don't support you as a teammate.
Well, that's about leadership, coaching, communication, all that stuff.
But what happens is, this is what we talked about last time. Okay, well, you guys got to support me. No. We all can understand that this is different. So we're going to make a statement right now. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. we are unified as a team. That's it. You know, and then, but then you'll have guys, oh, this guy kneeled, that guy kneeled, oh, this guy, oh, you know, you'll have some, this guy's pissed at that guy. No, we're not doing any of that. We're not doing any of it. We're not going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. No, I don't. I personally, from being there, like, I'm okay with that. If somebody came with that idea, Lou, I'd say, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Do what you feel is
right. Do what
right.
you want.
And as a team,
it's going to be even more
we're
going to
show unity by sticking together and respecting each other's opinions and feelings.
Exactly.
Period. End of story.
That is the adult thing to do, Lou.
So it's going
to
be even more pronounced.
I'm a grown-ass man. I listen, you guys aren't affecting me. I get it. You grew up in the South. I grew up on the West. You had money. I didn't. You know, your parents were both there. I only had a mom. I mean, okay, so I had to work every summer. You went to camp.
It's going to happen. And what you do or what I do during the national anthem doesn't take away from the fact that we're teammates and we have one goal together. But during the anthem, I'm going to respect your opinion. You stand, you kneel,
so
whatever it
simple.
Is.
So it's going to be more pronounced,
so
too,
simple.
With these TV broadcasts, because remember, there's going to be nobody in the stands. So where do you put the camera? Normally, they put the camera on the fans and then on the players and then back in the fans. Now it's going to be all on the players.
You know what else, Glenn? Hold on. I think if it's mentioned, you mentioned the broadcast. Let's not act like nothing's happening. Let's address it every single day. Hey, you know what? A lot of bad things are happening out there. You know, the players are all doing this. Let's give them a second. I mean, address it. Don't sit there and put a camera on one guy. Don't be the reporter that tries to say, oh, look, there's Martellus Bennett.
Well,
he's taking a knee again. Ooh, he's such a bad man.
Year. There'll be a count, like Monday in the paper. You know, these
they shouldn't
22
have a count.
Players kneeled. These 22 didn't. You know, yeah, they will.
But that's right, just as bad as a guy that says, oh, all lives matter. Like, you're just throwing gasoline on the fire.
Yeah. I think it's a story. So, and we're gonna monitor it here with Drew Brees, because there's already been an awful lot of reaction, and most of it is anti what Drew Brees said. So what do you think? And what does the NFL do in the fall with the national anthem? There certainly seems to be a course of change here with society. Is it going to be represented on the field when they have the national anthem? 617-779-7937. Mystery guest coming up at 4.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, it's all brought to you by Shaw Supermarket. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of signature select pasta for only 33 cents per box. 33 cents. Limit 3 per customer when you activate the digital coupon.
Breaking news, guys. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison will elevate the charges against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder charges. The three other officers to be charged with aiding and abetting murder.
Good.
The NBA is one step closer to its return. They are now inviting 22 teams down to Orlando in its return to play. 13 teams from the West, 9 from the East. Those 22 teams will play 8 regular season games. There'll be a possible play-in tournament for the final seed, the 8th seed in each conference. The 16 playoff teams are headed to Orlando and will be joined by the Pelicans, the Blazers, the Spurs, Kings, Suns, and Wizards. The NBA would return July 31st and run as late as October 12th, and there is a vote tomorrow to ratify this plan, as the NBA is one step closer to returning to Orlando. And MLB has rejected the Players Union 114 game regular season proposal, and there is no plans for a counterproposal from Major League Baseball.
Why? You got all summer.
Well, MLB is now essentially implementing a 48 to 54 game season for full prorated salaries, or an 82 game season at less than prorated salaries.
Less than prorated.
Not good news here from Joel Sherman of the New York Post, who says, quote, "I've heard greater pessimism today from folks on both sides about Major League Baseball launching a season than at any point so far. People who previously thought the sides would find a way are now expressing at least greater doubt, and often more than that."
Oh, that's fantastic.
Good for the squad, though.
And that is what is trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF, 617-779-7937, reacting to Drew Brees' comments. He was asked the question, would he now, with everything that's happened, take a knee? And obviously, during the national anthem, and he has great respect for the anthem, and he's basically saying no. And then he gave you a history of why he would has not changed his mind. Question is, are people going to change their mind, and are we going to see this fall a lot more of the players taking a knee, and what will the NFL's reaction be to it? Let's go to Donald in Everett. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
All right. And listen, on those two comments, you got Foster and Breeze, a black player and a white player. And here is, again, a cosmic of what's going on in America. The white player won't even see you if you don't agree with him. And the black player is saying, I understand your point, but can you understand mine? And see, that's what's going on here. You know what I'm saying? And therein lies the problem. And Drew probably doesn't even realize that he is part of the problem with a comment like that. I fought. I was a veteran. I went into the Army. I was in the Army. I was ready to fight for this country, I should say. I'm sorry, I didn't fight, but I was ready to fight. And I love this country. But you still should have the right to have your opinion. Drew won't even hear you if your opinion's not his opinion.
I disagree totally with that. He's not saying that at all.
Saying at all.
No. Matter of fact, what he's doing is, and he has spoken out on a lot of this stuff, what he's saying is, I don't believe that when they play the national anthem, that is the appropriate time for us to do this. If you want to speak out on these issues, absolutely. That's your God-given right here in the United States with the First Amendment. And certainly, you can go out, you can peacefully march, you can do all of these things. What he's saying is, based on what the flag means to him, he would not do it when the national anthem is being played.
So what Drew Brees could have done, because I go back to the question, was it, would you kneel? I don't know, did they ask him if he would kneel?
Yes.
Okay, so what he should have done maybe at the end is, that's how I feel about the flag. If my teammates want to kneel, I will respect their wishes as well. But, you know what I mean? Like, if he, at the end of that, he gave his opinion on why he wouldn't kneel and what the flag means to him. That's just his
respect
opinion.
Respect all of that. But when his first comment was, he could not be teammates with somebody who kneeled for the flag.
I don't think he said that.
No, you're making stuff up.
What was his first comment?
I think he said,
can we play it again?
Let's play it again. Stay on the line, Donald. We're going to play it again because I didn't hear that.
You didn't say teammate.
Maybe I missed something.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America.
Not to anybody. That is teammates, basically.
Well, okay, anybody. But my point. He's not willing to even see why somebody might feel like that. At least Foster's saying, I understand when you look at it, you're happy, you feel this about your country, but when I look at it, I don't. So respect the fact of how it's treated me and how I feel. You know, and I'm not disrespecting your flag. When football players get hurt, when sports players get hurt, we take a knee for that hurt player. Okay? You take a knee to show respect, concern for that hurt player. And when he gets up, we get up. Our country's hurt. So we can kneel for our hurt country during the time when we are expressing our country. And that is the national anthem. There's no other time when people are together other than the 4th of July when we're talking about our country. So that's the time to do it. So if I'm going to get it out, I have to get it out when you guys are looking at your flag with admiration, look down and say, well, how come he doesn't feel that way? Instead of saying,
yes,
don't do that, don't feel that way. Wow, why doesn't he feel that way? And how can I get him to stand up instead of saying, hey, stand up first, and then I'll talk to you.
Right. Yeah, I may look at it with admiration, but I also understand that there's a lot wrong with the country. Stuff that has to be
I think
fixed.
He's right. That's
I just don't think that's the appropriate place and time to do it.
But I'm just saying, when you hear Drew Brees, because we were talking before, you know, what is the answer? I think you will see kneeling. And I think the answer should be like, do what you feel is right. If you want to stand, stand. If you want to kneel, kneel. And I don't think there'll be that as much animosity. I think we'll look at it differently. But Brees is basically saying, yeah, I won't respect anyone that does it.
Well, and I didn't at first, you know, I didn't see it or I didn't hear it that way. But he does, when you hear it the second time, it does seem like he takes a hard stance.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say this. He's going to have to change his ways because the way it's going to play out is the same way it played out, what was it, 2 years ago. And I would actually like to go back and try and figure out what did he do? What did he say back then? Like, what did the Saints do when the Colin Kaepernick situation was going on? Like, what did the Saints do? Sean Payton was the coach. And we obviously know how Sean Payton feels about these types of situations because he's active.
Yeah.
He's tweeting. Yeah. Like, Bill isn't saying anything. Mike Vrabel's saying a lot.
Yep.
Anthony Lynn is saying a lot. I mean, Vic Fangio, and we can get into whether you think he was right or not, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and when they asked him about if he thinks there's racism in the NFL, he says no.
Oh, Bill just tweeted. We're on to Miami.
He did. Oh, is that Miami. The first game this year? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sean's in Marshfield.
Hello, no group Sean. Practices.
Hello.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I really don't even like calling out. I'd rather be drinking my drink, driving my car. I really don't like calling out. I just get annoyed when y'all say something.
You don't want to drink while you drive there, Sean. All right?
Obviously.
Get to the house.
At first, I thought Lou didn't get it, but the more I listen to him, I understand he gets it. I'm realizing already you don't get it.
Who doesn't get it?
Ordway, whatever his name. Ordway doesn't get it.
What don't
you
I get?
You get it.
Like, in other words, like, I disagree with you. Right?
No, I don't care if you disagree with me. I'm fine with that.
I don't get it. But like,
what does he not get?
One point, like the other caller pointed out already. Every single time you bring up these cops, you give us something. This one cop. You keep on doing it. You've been doing it since you came back. And that's the first time I even heard call you and correct you on it. That's one thing that even when I said it to you the last couple of times I spoke to you,
Sean, Sean, the other cops are accessories to the murder. Okay, one guy is going to be up for murder, and the others are going to be accessories to the murder. I get that. I understand that. I have never said that all of this is this one bad cop in the entire country. How many cops do we have out there? One bad cop. Nobody is saying that. There are bad cops, like there are bad people in every profession, and we have to weed the bad ones out. And by the way, the people within the Democratic Party who are controlling Minnesota right now had the opportunity to get this guy out because it's not the first time he's been brought forth with charges, but they didn't do
the
it.
Problem. You understand that. That is part of the problem.
Absolutely.
The police union is too strong. That is part of the problem. That's
absolutely.
One thing that you asked me yesterday.
Well, you get it. We get it. One we get it together, Sean. That's what you got to do.
Part of the police union needs to be changed. They need to have less power, and they also need to have oversight across.
Who
the
should have less power?
The police union should have less power.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I'll go along with that.
They have multiple.
But here's what we're doing, Sean.
Multiple issues.
Okay, I get it, Sean. But here's what we're doing. We're getting a reaction in the total opposite direction. There are Democrats right now that would like to take away the equipment and the police powers of the police force. Are you kidding me? And are you telling me that there are African Americans living out there in various communities in this country that don't believe in law and order? Because I don't buy that.
That's a no-win situation. I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats. We're not going to even go there. That's a no-win situation. But what I will talk about is how you keep on lumping up protesters with anarchists and people who do
no,
crazy
I don't.
Things.
That's no, I don't, Sean. You're lying.
Stop talking about them.
Sean, you're lying. I have separated them every time I have talked about them. You're lying. You're making it all up.
Oh, when something happens with the anarchists, ended the protests is this and that, and we need to stop this because they're doing all this stuff. That is two different things. Just
I don't have a problem with the protesters. I've said it since this thing began.
Every white kid isn't a school shooter. Every Arabic isn't a freaking... Stop the people that are burning things down. Stop the looters.
Agreed.
Stop the people who are trying
Agreed.
To... They need to do that.
And agreed.
Think that you made a mistake.
We're in agreement.
You said that...
What don't I get? We're in agreement.
Let him finish.
You said that George Floyd, nobody said there was something... Everybody's on the side of George Floyd. The Mississippi mayor said that if you can breathe, then you're fine.
You got one. What kind of, you found one.
What?
You found one.
You said okay. There were none. So if there's one, there has to be more.
Sean, have you ever seen... Point. Sean, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a situation, a case like this, where there are more people that are all in agreement on one side that this was clearly a despicable murder and police brutality by the cop? Have you ever, Sean, I'm asking you again, have you obviously followed this stuff? Have you ever seen a case that was this much unanimous on one side? Ever?
But there's your mistake again. It's not just about this case. That's what you're not understanding. Black people are not just mad about this case. They're mad about things that's been going on for years.
Well, why don't we fix it, John?
Let me tell you my experience. There's something that my mother taught me when I was young. My mother's a nurse's aide. She worked for the same hospital for 30 years. When I was 17 years old, she came in the house and she told me that somebody spit in her face and called her the N-word. I was ready to go beat that person's butt. She
can't blame
you. She told me that's not my fight. I do this so you don't have to later. That's what you need to understand. That's the type of stuff we go through. That's our everyday
Sean, nobody
life
is,
a lot of people.
I don't know what you're listening
about
to.
One murder.
Nobody is sitting
murder.
Here.
A,
nobody is sitting
that's
here.
Ignited, that's something that's
diminishing.
Okay,
that's plight.
Sean's
nobody's
got enough.
Doing
Sean,
that.
That's enough. That's enough.
Nobody's
all right,
doing
thank
that.
You. It's the Sean show.
I will say. I have no control.
Let me add to this. So, Drew Brees sends out his tweet or has his people start retweeting what he says, and it gets a lot of reaction. And so you'll see I see ex soldiers or current soldiers who this one guy Tyler, I think you sent it to me or Ryan, shows this soldier like out in the country, out in the woods, you know, in fatigues, and he's like, you know, huddled behind a tree. And he shows a picture of himself, and he's like, you know, I'm okay with people. I'm a this guy. I did this. I was over here. I did a tour here. I'm okay with it, with guys kneeling. But then on the other side, there's just as many veterans or active duty military officers who feel the exact opposite. So some are saying yeah, some are saying no. And people will point to the Green Beret. Who was basically, I don't know, wasn't mentoring Kaepernick, but kind of came to his aid and said, hey, we're okay with it. Did he talk to every single enlisted man to see if they were okay with it? This is what it means. Hey,
well,
I fought to give you that freedom.
I remember during those times when we were getting phone calls, military, ex-military, and like you said, one would say, this is what we fight for Kaepernick to be able to, and the other guy was offended by it. So it was split. And that's what's going to happen in our country.
I don't
think
it's a 50-50 split.
Well, I'm just saying everyone's got different opinions about everything.
Yeah. No question.
So some people will like it. Some people won't. Some people will be upset about it. I just think there's going to be more understanding towards it. I think it will happen in the fall. I think it'll happen when the NBA comes back.
Yeah.
I think it'll happen when other sports come back before
football.
What about hockey? Well, I don't know if you saw the... I don't know. We'll
see.
Why
are you laughing, Glenn? Why are you laughing?
You see the release from Patrice Bergeron, by the way? His statement? He said he doesn't... It's really, really long. I recommend everybody go on Twitter, the Bruins Twitter account, Patrice Bergeron. He's given $25,000 to the NAACP here and in Quebec. Long statement. It was outstanding. I don't know. Maybe the NHL. Maybe you see it as well. You're going to see it before football.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's an issue. When I read it today with Drew Brees, and then he could have said the exact same thing 3 months ago and would not have gotten the type of negative reaction he got today. Wouldn't have been close. Mark is in Whitman. Hey, Mark.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good, Mark.
Good.
Good. I'm going to try to be as quick and clear as possible. I think what society does is that with the police and law enforcement is that we hold them to standards of royalty, or we treat law enforcement like royalty. Oh, you know, you sit at a party and you're like, oh, you know, everybody's hanging out. And, oh, hey, that guy's a cop. Hey, Billy's a cop. Hey, I'm a carpenter. Hey, I'm an electrician. You know, there are no celebrations or candlelight vigils when an electrician or a plumber or, you know, you're just the everyday guy passes away or does something above and beyond his call of duty, whatever it may be. Like Glenn had said earlier, that there's a bad apple in every facet of life, you know, and weeding those people out is the key. But I think as society is to stop treating law enforcement like royalty. There's no, you know, there's no difference between him and me walking down the street in plain clothes. But
Well, I would say, don't you think the roles are a little bit different? I mean, he's allowing you to do that peacefully. I don't know if it's royalty. I think it's respect.
Of course.
They're out there, what they do at night. I mean, do you have any police officers in your family? I know Christian has come from it, but what they do on a nightly basis out in the streets to keep you safe, they put themselves at harm. I think it's respect, and they deserve it. All right.
I agree with you. They do. And we played the Chris Rock thing where, you know, like, you can't have any bad apples. Ah, it's just one bad apple. But unfortunately, you do. But I would say there's more police officers than there are pilots. And I would also say that the training is more significant flying a plane than it is being a police officer. So I saw Dak Prescott donating $1 million. I think it was Dak Prescott. $1 million to go to police training. Okay, because you figured, okay, let's do a better job of picking who should be a cop. Let's do a better job of weeding out the bad apples. Guys, they've been doing this for years. Psych evaluations, background history, childhood issues, they do it. They do it all the time. And I would say, even if you do a great job evaluating and filtering through all the good apples, if you were on patrol, or what they do in L.A. County, they stick you in the jail. They stick you in the jail forever. And if you went into the sheriff's department as a non-racist, by the time you come out of the jail, you will be a racist. Or you'll have a lot of tendencies and a lot of anger associated with Black Americans. You will, because it's just you. And I've seen so many cops that happens to them. They go in, they're my friends. They stick them in the jails for like 5 years, and they come out just different. And they're just wired different. They hate everybody. It's a weird, weird way of going about, I don't know, employing people. I just don't get it. So, but I don't know.
No, you're right. You could see that. I mean, maybe you move around more. You know, I mean, I know people that in Boston say gang units on a daily basis for years, you know, in Black communities. And I would think over time they would just sit there, and this is what they deal with on a daily basis. This is their life. Well, okay, get them out of there after a few years.
Yeah, the thing is that,
you know what I mean? Get them out, move them around, go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's funny because I just remember, because I had so many cousins and uncles that went through the system, and they're not allowed to go on to patrol or any other until they pay their dues in the jail system. And it's, now we're talking about bad guys. We're not talking about good people. We're talking about really bad people who are violent, who have no regard for your life or anybody else's life, and they act that way in prison.
Let me just throw this out quickly. Richard Sherman has responded to Drew Brees. Uh-oh. He's beyond lost. Guarantee you there were Black men fighting alongside your grandfather, but this doesn't seem to be about that. That uncomfortable conversation you're trying to avoid by injecting military into a conversation about brutality and equality is part of the problem. Not going over well. Drew Brees' commentary today.
Can we come to his defense? He was talking about the flag. Specifically the flag. Again, like everything else that we do in this world, the question gets forgotten, and the meaning of his answer gets changed. That's not what he was saying. You break.
Yeah, it's not a good time to talk about taking a knee during the anthem, I don't think. Christian brought this up 2 days ago, and you'll be happy to know, and we're going to get into it coming up next, that the public health experts are now suddenly fine with mass gatherings. Everything is fine. We'll do it for you coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I don't want to take away somebody's right to speak out, but I absolutely believe that if you're going to do that, you should recognize and understand for people to actually reopen, for folks to be able to get back to work, for us to continue to make the progress we've made, people need to respect the virus and keep their distance.
That's Governor Baker. Nobody's keeping their distance with these protests. If you're watching them, I'm watching a sit-in, a lion. Excuse me, out in Los Angeles right now, but they're lying out in the middle of the street and they're blocking all the traffic, and they are hand in hand, arm in arm, and nobody's doing that. A bunch of the people are wearing masks, but that's about it. So remember a week ago when all of this was a big issue, when if you went out there and you didn't have a mask or you got closer than 6 feet, you'd have some Karen screaming in your face, yelling at you, saying, you know, you're violating the law. Public health experts are suddenly fine with these mass gatherings. Because they agree that, I guess the fear of the backlash right now has got them to the point where they're sitting there going, okay, whatever. So we have in Washington, D.C., in the state of Washington, the University of Washington, they have all signed a petition out there basically saying that what's going on right now is perfectly fine. So these same people who lectured us daily.
The state of Washington, which was like a hotbed. It's like where the major cases started.
That would be correct.
Okay. And, okay. And, totally fine?
Yeah. We're totally fine, yeah. So they have faced a slew of media requests right now, and they have gone out and drafted a collective response in an open letter. They write that, quote, protest against systemic racism, which fosters the disproportionate burden of COVID-19 on black communities and also perpetrates police violence, must be supported. Therefore, they support the close environment of all of these protests. So remember now, it was their lectures that all led and their research that all led to government regulations that prevented us from seeing our dying relatives, from holding a proper funeral, or from our children getting a proper education. But now, apparently, it's okay for thousands to convene in large gatherings because there's a new cause. So was the first cause that COVID-19, was that all fake? Was that not, or is it just that?
No.
Because we had 105,000 deaths, did we not?
The first one screaming that, oh my God, we have new cases, we have to shut it down, right? Like so,
yes,
because there's going to be more cases. I don't know if you guys saw that or not in Florida, which is interesting, but apparently Florida announced they had, 1,317 new cases today?
Today.
That was the largest single surge in 6 weeks.
And not good for the NBA.
It's not good for anybody.
Right.
You know, because, you know, again, I think the most important stat, I don't know what the numbers are. I know there was 36 new deaths. We know that there's a lag time there, but hospitalizations, 1,300 cases? Because there's new cases that are going to be coming up. We know that. Florida opened up. States are opening up. There's going to be even more cases now, given what's going on around this country at night and thousands of people are on the street. So they say it's okay. But like I said, they'll also be the same ones in a month from now saying, whoa, numbers are spiking. Shut everything down again.
I don't think you can go back. Because I don't think when you're talking about death and, you know, just... you know, destruction and lives being ruined. That was the excuse that was given to us for us all to buy into staying inside. You're going to die. Your friends are going to die. We got to save society. Okay, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to stay in. But then you came up with an excuse, like an exception to the rule.
Yes.
Because suddenly anger somehow trumps fear.
Right. I'm reading some of the quotes from the doctors, and that's exactly what they're saying. The reason we have such high levels of diabetes, hypertension, and asthma is directly linked to structural racism. This is part of all these
are
physicians.
Wait, so hold on. Wait, can I just
epidemiologist?
Hold on. My son has diabetes. Is it because of racism?
Apparently it is.
I'm curious.
Right
because
here.
I'm angry because I'm not a racist and neither is he. So who did he inherit it from?
The link between racism and disease is why Aisha Appa, an infectious disease fellow at the University of California, signed the letter when she saw it circulating on
absurd.
Twitter. So what they're saying now is there's a bigger problem that we have to deal with. So if people want to get together and they want to be closer than 6 feet apart, it is okay now. Even though they were telling us for the last 3 months that millions of people are going to die. So should we believe what they said 3 months ago? Because if that's the case, and there's no social distancing, and all these people are protesting, we're going to have how many millions of deaths?
I would say this. Due
to COVID-19.
So you listen, today I was listening to Charlie Baker, and he did the whole spiel, and everybody got up there and talked. And apparently today, when the numbers come out, it's going to be the first day where we actually list recoveries. You know, we're only 14 weeks into it. God forbid we've listed recoveries for the last 14 weeks. And you guys know we talked about the probable causes, right? Now all of a sudden probable cases rather. So it's like yesterday, for example, it's like 6,000 tests, 248 confirmed. It's like 4%. That number's so low that we're now going to include probable cases because there's 110 probables.
And yeah, they're moving.
They include probable deaths.
Yeah.
You know, people that have died, what they think with COVID, even though they've never been tested. So you sit there and you're like, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. Like, I don't know. Again, I use this analogy before. It's like I drive down the field. We get to the 5-yard line. And they say, hold on, time out, turn around, go the other way. So it's like you just constantly, like, moving goalposts and changing things. Yeah, you can't keep up. And I tell you, in about 3-4 weeks, there's numbers are going to go up. And even if there was no protests, the numbers are going to go up because things are light opening up a little bit. If they try to shut things down again, you're going to see people out in the streets again. You're going to see, you know, people out in the streets saying, no. We ain't having it this time. We're moving forward. We're not shutting this thing down again. I think they're going to have a serious problem in their hands here in about 3 or 4 weeks because the numbers are going to go up. People are going to freaking lose their mind.
By the way, these same health experts, you know, when the NFL starts talking about putting fans in stands in September, you know these same health experts who today believe it's okay for mass gatherings are going to lecture us and say that you cannot gather thousands of people to witness a sporting event, right? You know that's going to happen, but we can have them in New York tonight, in LA, in Washington, in Philly, in Boston, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hypocrites.
Because in their mind, they looked at that as essential. Right?
Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Christian was right the other day. What happened to social distancing? It's a long distant memory. All right, we get the mystery guest coming up next.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
Are we changing the rules again today?
Yeah, we're gonna. Again? I know we're gonna keep it the same. We're gonna keep it the same.
I kind of like those rules.
You got to keep the people. You got to keep both Joes happy. So we're gonna stay like this. Crappy hint from Tyler, which was really bad yesterday. I just wish it was tougher for us. We've all been so good with our guesses. So rapid fire, 3 minutes, as many guesses as you want. After the break, we will reveal the mystery guest, and we'll have a fun time. So, here comes the crappy hint.
What's it going to be today, Tyler? This guy's a human being?
It's not good. Okay. It's close to that, though.
Work harder was on it,
guy,
Tyler.
6'2",
yesterday he gave height and weight.
Yeah.
I can't do that today with this person. Okay. This person talks about football every day, and your 3 minutes starts now.
Matt Chatham.
Did you win a Nobel Prize?
Is it a man?
No.
Okay. Woman talks about football.
Yes.
We've already had...
We're having Kay Adams on again today?
We had Kay Adams on once.
Is she coming back on again today?
Is she on ESPN?
Yes, she is.
Was she a co-host on the old Big Show on WEEI?
Oh, God, here we go.
We have to go to that question this early. Yes, she was.
See, this is why the stupid... See, now you narrow it down to, like, what, one person?
I don't need 3 minutes.
See, you need three minutes.
You need 3 minutes. Luga is a little quicker than you are. I don't need 3 minutes. I got the answer.
So this is a woman who talks. Does she work for Fox?
No. The question is already posed.
She already works for ESPN.
Sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Football every day.
Every day.
There's really only
2 minutes.
It's not Rachel Nichols, right?
Because I still don't know.
I think I know who it is. There's really only one woman. Well,
no, there are more than women.
She has blonde hair.
Yes, she does.
Is she 5'10"?
You can ask her that. I don't know.
Was she ever married to somebody who worked with the Red Sox?
Yes, in fact, she was.
Yeah. Did a lot of players in the Patriots locker room have a secret crush on her?
The worst is that Christian still looks
like Christian Fourier.
Still, wait, do you know the answer to that one, Tyler?
I've never heard that. So people had a crush on her. You guys don't need any more time.
I don't know who it is.
Yes, it does. That rhymes perfectly with her name.
Okay. I think we got it.
I think I know who it is.
I think
she's
good
too. She is really good. She's coming up next. The mystery guest this hour has been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place. We reveal it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.